This is John Batchelor, a happy conversation with biographer Scott Eiman. His book, Charlie Chaplin versus America. Fascinating. Charlie Chaplin was a genius. This book underlines what happens to geniuses in America if they cross J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI, the paranoia of the early part of the 20th century about socialism, communism, the Reds. In this excerpt from a much longer conversation, Scott Eiman explains how the FBI opened a file on Charlie Chaplin, the comedian, the genius, in 1922, and continued to persecute him, so much so that they drove him from America. It's the story of Charlie Chaplin. This is the first of 2 hours speaking with Scott Eiman about this amazing detail of a genius. Here's Scott Eiman, Charlie Chaplin versus America.
Well, the FBI had opened a file on him. The predecessor of the FBI had opened a file on Chaplin in 1922 because he'd been attending some socialist meetings in Los Angeles with a friend of his named Rob Wagner, who was a socialist. And they'd opened a file on him, which went nowhere. They just opened the file and mentioned that he was attending these meetings. And he was not a fan of Will Hayes, who had been a cabinet member in the Harding administration and had somehow gotten lucky and was hired to run the Motion Picture Association of America, thereby avoiding the astonishing range of scandals of the Harding administration. And this was noted in the FBI file. And then basically the FBI file goes blank for a number of years, but picks up again in the late 1930s with the release of Modern Times and with Chaplin's plans to make the Great Dictator. It was the business with the red flag in Modern Times was his way of, I think, acknowledging that he was regarded by people who maybe weren't really serious politically as becoming dangerously radicalized. And his pointing out that there was poppycock, that he was a very wealthy man by the 1930s, extremely wealthy man by the 1930s. He hadn't been hurt by the Depression because his brother, Sidney, had told him to get out of the stock market several months before the market crashed in October of 1929. So he didn't get damaged at all. The idea of a man as wealthy as Charlie Chaplin, who owned his own studio, financed his own films, and had an extremely conservative stock portfolio, which I enumerate in the book, being a dangerous radical was ludicrous on the face of it. And that was his way of creating a sight gag to point out how ludicrous it was.
More of this later. Thank you.